The mystery in both of these readings today has got to do with rejection. If you remember the first account, finally, when we read the whole cycle of Joseph in the daily readings during the summer, the brothers are finally asking his favor, his forgiveness. And he said, God planned this. This was so that many souls could be saved. And then, this parable of the vineyard that our Lord Jesus, as you know, it comes from Isaiah. Let me sing a song of my beloved had a vineyard, and he did all the things that our Lord describes. Of course, they know the scriptures by heart. They know exactly what he's saying. And then he sends people to him, to them. Now, there was a law in Galilee, at least at the time, that if a man died without an heir, the tenant farmers could inherit the land. So they say, let's kill him when the sun comes, you see. Now, our Lord once again is talking about rejection. At what level is this rejection going on? And this is important for us. Who rejected Jesus? Satan. And he stirred all this up. Now, our Lord was very direct and, you know, telling parables like this with them standing right there is a way to, he's really trying to do is to confront them so that they'll have a conversion. And some did, as we know. Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, and then after Pentecost, it says many of the Pharisees joined the little community. But you see, the war is always against Satan. Huh? Paul says, our wrestling is not with flesh and blood. It's with the powers and principalities and so forth. Now how are we, poor little flesh and blood, got to wrestle with principalities and powers? And we're not. But the Holy Spirit is. And so we have this twofold message here. I just got something from the group, the Evangelicals and Catholics together. And toward the end, they're Evangelicals and Catholics now, they're not just all Catholics. They're tracing out what the Catholic Church and most and Christians also, all over the place, are enduring in India, in China, you know, in Eastern Europe and places. Why the rejection? It's part of the rebellion. Part of the rebellion. So today, when we look at those three things I've been telling you about, to understand how we're supposed to live, which are many of the readings up in the first part of Lent are all about that. And then, as well, to see the plan of God and understand the plan of God. And third, to share the Lord's inner sufferings, to see what they are and share them. Well, today falls into that second one, except that our Lord is, of course, incredibly sad. These are his chosen people, and he knows what they're planning to do. So, when we go through the rest of Lent, expect a battle, but know where to turn for the battle, and where to turn for help in this battle, huh? It's to Jesus himself. If we continue, and if the whole church continues, to really enter into Lent, huh? The world will be blessed at Easter time. because there will be a new presence of Christ present here. This is not just a theater piece we do here. You know, and these texts today highlight a dimension of this whole thing. Somebody hates us. And we have to be smart about that. Somebody hates us. Now we'll be protected, no doubt about it. But, and even the suffering, as I say, my gosh, when I was reading this document, you know, right now, you see the all Christians are away. An object of Satan's hatred, but most especially the Catholic Church. First, there's more Catholics than everybody else put together, if I'm not mistaken. Secondly, it's physical. It has sacraments. You know, it has things to do. And therefore, it's a living presence of Christ on earth. And it's organized. We have a pope. We can make an impact. Therefore, we're hated. We will have all the wisdom and all the strength we need. But if during Lent there are difficulties, don't be surprised. Go to a friend and get prayer. Do whatever you need to do. But this is not meant to be easy. We fast a little bit. The whole idea is so that we will sense our weakness and our need of God. There's a reason for it. It's part of this spiritual battle. So we have these readings that talk to us about this, you see. And then the church will move tomorrow to another area. But this is a very serious Lent for the whole church, all over the world, and especially here in this country.